This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome two gentlemen involved in a project that you find at UnitedWePledge.org. This is about America today in 2022 and the education of our young people about our heritage. I welcome Dennis Levitt, president of United We Pledge, UnitedWePledge.org, and patriot and longtime athlete, endurance athlete, Tom Jones, who is conducting a series of marathons from Alabama to Utah in order to raise consciousness and money for the building of a new project in Utah. Dennis, I start with you because you're the president of United We Pledge. What is it that Tom is doing for you, and what are you going to do with the attention you win in Utah? Good evening to you, Dennis.
Well, good evening. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, Tom is just a good man and a good friend. And like you described, he's a patriot. And we had this wild idea some time ago, because we're trying to raise awareness for this educational center and campus that we're building here in Utah for youth so that they can be engaged in dialogue about America's history and be embrace the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and some of those important core documents. So we had this idea to have Tom run 76 consecutive marathons across the United States from Alabama, where the American Village resides, here to Washington County, Utah, where we're breaking ground on a new campus, a similar campus, so that youth can have that experience who live here in the western part of the United States.
Tom, I come to you because you're on the road. You're in Flagstaff, Arizona. You've been running for years and years, 25 years. You're a professional athlete, professional boxer, and you converted to be an endurance athlete. So on the road running, Tom, there's some videos of you. What is it that you're thinking? What are you cogitating about as you run across America so many times? Good evening to you, Tom.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And without people like you, it's much more difficult for us to get the word out. So we're really grateful that you're participating in this wonderful effort. You know, I think about how wonderful this campus is going to be in Washington County, Utah, and the wonderful things that it's going to bring to the youth as far as, you know, them understanding what this country is all about and has been all about, the Constitution, our independence, and a lot of the things that have been erased or, you know, taken out of the education system. You know, this place that Dennis and United We Pledge, this campus, really allows these young people to experience what it was like to be in that period of time and sort of become part of the story. So I believe that, you know, the impact will be long lasting. Some of these kids may get into politics because of the experience. They may vote, you know, at least they'll be much better informed in the rich history of this great nation.
To see Tom run, you go to UnitedWePledge.org. He is an endurance athlete. I wince, Tom, as I'm watching you run across America, because I know what it takes to just run a little bit in my younger days. And my goodness, Dennis, this website that you provide shows a model for what you're going to construct in Utah, the American Village in Montevallo, Alabama. What does it do for these young people who are gathering? I see that they're recreators of the 1780s, the revolutionary period. So what does this mean to the young people, Dennis?
What it means to the young people is they have a place now in the Western United States where they can step back on the stage of history, right? To reconstruct to scale buildings like Mount Vernon or Independence Hall, to reconstruct the Old North Church in Boston or the Freedom Trail. There's a lot of youth in the Western United States that just their families may not have the means or the ability to give them an immersive experience, and we're just so committed to doing that. Youth who go to the American Village in Alabama have had the experience now for, you know, 23 years that campus has been intact and operational, and youth go there and have curriculum dialogue. There's interpreters, actors and actresses who stay in character. So imagine being, you know, a young person having the chance to have a good conversation with George Washington or Abigail Adams or Jefferson and have those men and women talk in 1700s language with 1700s ideals and a spirit of wanting to make this new nation and found it on important principles. Youth will have an opportunity to have that kind of dialogue with men and women in a historical setting that causes their hearts to change and to feel the spirit of this nation.
Tom, you invite people to run along with you, and it's wonderful. You go to the website and you can find where you are. What do you tell the young people when you're running, and they want to run with you? What do they learn from being an endurance athlete, Tom?
Well, we talk about a lot of inspirational things. They ask me questions, and we have good dialogue. The biggest question, the number one question that I get is, why am I doing it? And it really opens the door for great dialogue, similar to what Dennis was talking about, you know, telling them about the rich history of the country and this wonderful place that this campus that they're building in Washington County, Utah, that allows other kids to really have this incredible, wonderful experience. So there's a lot of dialogue about why, and that really opens the door to, you know, what I feel is so important about United We Pledge, their values of freedom is important, the freedom that we're gifted to be privileged enough to be born here. Family, the nuclear family, mom, dad, brother, sister, faith is very important, and being a really good law-abiding constitutional citizen. You know, so when I'm asked why, it really opens the door for that kind of dialogue, and it's really impactful, and it's great conversation.
Do the younger people ask you about your previous life, Tom? I see you were a prize fighter, which takes concentration and willpower. Are they curious?
Yes, they are. And part of the dialogue is about that. And again, the inspirational part of it is I come from the foster care system, was, you know, afforded a sixth grade education. And because we live in this great country that allows anybody to do anything that they set their mind to, it really, again, opens the door for that kind of dialogue to impress upon them and how great of a place this is, and that it needs to be preserved going forward for future generations.
Dennis, you're building the American Village in Utah. Do you have a timeline as to when people can enjoy hearing George Washington talk about his daring in 1776?
Yeah, we're breaking ground on the property on July 2nd, which is now just a few weeks away. We're excited about that groundbreaking. We have a three-phase plan. Phase one is just water, sewer, utilities, roads, you know, those things that will need to be put in. Phase two, it will feel like colonial America, from blacksmith shops and cooper shops and, you know, printing houses and just some of those early colonial buildings. Those will be done within 18 to 22 months from now. And that'll give youth the first chance to come on this colonial campus where they can start to feel life in the late 1700s. And then we're really working towards July 4th, 2026.
Right.
That's the 250th birthday of America. And as a gift to America, we want to have some major buildings constructed by that time, including Mount Vernon and Independence Hall. By that ribbon cutting date of July 4th, 2026, we'll have a vibrant operating campus.
July 4th, 2026. Dennis Levitt is the president of United We Pledge, unitedwepledge.org. He's also vice president of public relations for Balance of Nature. Tom Jones, endurance athlete and patriot, on the road in Flagstaff, Arizona, headed to Utah. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.